Joe Beadle, executive vice president of North Rim Bank, says the Alaska housing and mortgage market is doing pretty well when compared to the problems confronting much of the rest of the nation. North Rim's chief lending officer says Alaska has not experienced widespread major devaluation.
In various sectors, the highest end of the market, and maybe on some of those commodity-type condos, there might be some adjustment, and there might be some geographic regions, but Alaska on whole has held its value. Alaska has not lost market value. We have not appreciated in value.
Beadle was one of three Bank and Credit Union senior vice presidents describing and comparing Alaska's economic situation with the nation as a whole. The other two addressing Monday's Anchorage Chamber of Commerce luncheon were Nancy Bear Usera of Alaska USA Credit and Joe Everhart of Wells Fargo Bank Alaska. All three described the state's overall financial health as better than the nation's. Usera said that's partially because Alaska heeded recent history.
We were all here in the 80s. Now, I look around the room, there are a lot of young people who probably didn't live through it. But we learned a lot of lessons in Alaska, both as public institutions and as private institutions, about what can go wrong and how to fix it and what are the right things to do for the long haul.
In the 80s, low oil prices struck hard at the Alaska economy. Many people lost their jobs and homes. Afterwards, the state's major lending institutions began, and stuck to, a more conservative approach to their home loans than evolved outside. Key to that stance, said all three speakers, was Alaska Housing Financial Corporation and its lending practices. Statistics provided by North Rim Bank showed residential foreclosures in the second quarter of 2008 were under 0.5% in Alaska and above 1% in the U.S. as a whole. Foreclosures in progress were about a third of the national percentage. Delinquency numbers indicated a similar pattern. All three speakers described the healthy liquidity of their financial institutions. Credit is available in Alaska, said Beadle, but nowadays likely at a higher cost, with more equity demanded, combined with the borrower showing good planning and credit discipline. Usera agreed, but added Alaska's fairly solid financial base was no reason for complacency.
There's usually a lag in Alaska in terms of what the impact is in the lower 48. What happens down there, we start to feel in about 18 months. So we really don't know, and we would be not serving you well if we thought we could predict.
Everhart of Wells Fargo said, when looking at the current economy, there are no set rules nor a playbook. Things are changing every day. Everhart pointed to Anchorage's newly opened Dena'ina Convention and Civic Center.
$111 million showpiece for Anchorage, for the business people of Anchorage, for the tourism ministry of Anchorage. Do you think that project would be possible in today's market? You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but based upon the market, I don't know if we could sell the bonds. And based upon the rising interest rate environment, I'm not sure that the rate would make the project economical. That is scary.
If the three weren't prepared to predict the future, Usera did have some advice for the present, especially for anyone who in recent days has nervously watched the value of their 401ks dropping.
Don't take the lists in the newspaper, you know, the 10 things you need to do with your investments, and oversimplify to 10 bullet points. Go and seek a professional. And many of the financial institutions in Alaska do have investment units that can help.
Everhart said, despite the recent upheavals, he believes eventually the market will rebound, although that could take at least a couple of years. Usera suggested as businesses make plans, they should keep a careful watch on various Alaskan economic indicators, such as unemployment statistics, government spending, home prices, new construction, and commodity prices. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.